Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If sharks can have a week all their own, why not jellyfish? Is it because jellyfish don't have a menacing maw or a fear-inducing dorsal fin? Is it because no one's made a thrilling movie where jellyfish terrorize beachgoers? Or is it because jellyfish look like squished gummy bears with spaghetti strands for tentacles? Whatever the reason, as we have discussed on the show before, there's a type of jellyfish that's more menacing than the most threatening shark. There are a number of species in the biological class Cubozoa, but are more commonly referred to as box jellyfish. Unlike their merely annoying, lightly stinging cousins, the box jellyfish has a powerful venom. How powerful? One type of boxy, the Australian box jellyfish, is so poisonous that if one of its 6-foot, that's nearly 2-meter long, tentacles touches you, it's possible you might die before you reach the shore. It's considered the most venomous marine animal on the planet, which is impressive because lots of marine life is not messing around. Take, for example, another box jellyfish, a scientific name, Carrochia barnesi. It's Lilliputian by comparison, usually under an inch long or about 25 millimeters. But their sting can cause severe pain, headaches, nausea, and anxiety that can last for days and require hospitalization. Box jellyfish generally live in their own neighborhoods in the Indo-Pacific Ocean and in the waters off of northern Australia, though they also inhabit the waters around Hawaii and off the Gulf Coast and East Coast of the United States. Only a handful of species can be found in all three oceans. Also known as sea wasps and marine stingers, a box jellyfish, a class that includes some 50 described species, can have up to 15 tentacles with about 5,000 stinging cells, known as cnidocysts. Each of those cells contains a tiny capsule that can fire microscopic stingers into its prey at more than 35 miles or 60 kilometers per hour, releasing a toxin that can cause a rapid spike in blood pressure, which causes the heart to seize up and kills the victim. Although no one has kept an official fatality record, For example, in the Philippines alone, between 20 and 40 people die each year from box jellyfish stings. Experts say the mortality rate around the world is higher than what's reported because doctors often misdiagnose the symptoms or simply get the cause of death wrong. What is known is just 43 species of box jellyfish together cause more deaths and injuries than all sharks, stingrays, and sea snakes combined. You'd have better odds of surviving if bitten by a black widow. Box jellyfish are a curious breed. For one thing, they have 24 eyes, most of which have lenses, corneas, and irises. In other words, they can see pretty well, whereas the anatomy of a regular jellyfish only allows them to distinguish light from dark. Box jellyfish also have a more advanced nervous system than their cousins, allowing them to quickly avoid and engage objects. And unlike other species of jellyfish that wait for their meals, boxies swim around and actively hunt their prey. They propel through the water by opening and shutting their bell-shaped heads, like an umbrella in a rainstorm, and can travel at speeds around 4 miles an hour. That's about 6.5 kilometers per hour. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Dr. Angel Yanagihara, a marine biologist at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and the world's foremost expert on box jellyfish. She explained that the box jellyfish does not release venom like a rattlesnake would. Instead, when a box stings, it releases a digestive cocktail that helps the creature catch and digest its meals. In humans, however, she said that that digestive cocktail acts like a, quote, molecular buckshot, causing holes in all of our cells. A person's heart can stop in as little as 5 minutes. So, what should you do if you are stung by a box jellyfish? Yanagihara has been stung several times by boxes and survived, and she studied the most common remedies, such as removing tentacles, rinsing the bite with vinegar, or applying ice. She and her colleagues found that those and other common remedies made the sting even worse. She said that the best way to treat a box jelly sting is to seek immediate emergency assistance. She also helped develop a venom inhibitor cream that, if available, can be applied to the wound. Box jellyfish are among the oldest animals on the planet, dating back at least 600 million years, having survived several mass extinctions. Their numbers, as that of all jellyfish, are growing, exacerbated by warming oceans and oxygen-depleting fertilizers that eventually find their way into the water, which, in the end, is actually bad for their environments. Yanagihara said, "We're a greater threat to them than they are to us." Today's episode is based on the article Box Jellyfish, World's Most Venomous Sea Creature on HowStuffWorks.com, written by John Peritano. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.